to have with us today Nick Bancroft from AgriLiquid and also Jeff Sengali from Monty's Plant Food. And you guys have recently announced a great partnership that's going to take place actually January 1st. Monty's is being acquired by AgriLiquid. And Nick, first of all, talk about what really brought you guys together on this.
You know, we're both two companies that are very grower-focused. AgriLiquid to prosper the farmer. Farmer First from Monty's. And Monty's has some technology that's different than AgriLiquid's, and on the soil health side in particular. And we truly believe that bringing these two companies together, these two technologies together, are going to provide opportunities for growers going forward.
What about you, Jeff? What did you guys see the partnership with AgriLiquid meaning for you guys?
Well, Alan, this is when we looked at this, you know, you have two family-founded businesses in both excel in agricultural innovation. And as Nick said, we both share a common philosophy in terms of focusing on the farmer. And so for us, you know, it was really combining these complementary strengths. We think that we're going to be stronger together in the future. And, you know, the farmer has been experiencing a lot of challenges the past couple of years. Those challenges likely won't go away. There's always going to be weather issues. There's always going to be economic changes, commodity prices that aren't as good as we want. And so having two companies that really focus on making sure that every dollar that the farmer spends is a dollar well spent toward his or her crop, the yield, the soil health, that's what's important to us. And so we really think that together we can bring a tremendous value proposition to the farmer that will result in hopefully good yields, but really a return on their investment.
I think it's interesting to see the two of you guys come together for this partnership. And obviously, Jeff, you mentioned that, and Nick as well, some of the things. You might go into more detail, each of you, start out, first of all, Nick, about a little bit about what are some things that farmers will see with this partnership that maybe they weren't able to take advantage of on the farm in the past?
Sure. Both companies have a strong group of agronomists out in the field that are close to the customers geographically. We both have research and development teams that work both in the lab. AgriLiquid, in addition, has a research farm in Michigan and a greenhouse in Michigan dedicated to discovering and developing new technologies. So really more power there on the innovation and product development side that we can see going forward.
How about you, Jeff? What really do you think it does for your growers and farmers out there?
Well, you know, it's sort of like pulling together a great, you know, team, like a winning football team or a winning basketball team. You know, if you can go out and get the best players on that team, then you stand the chance of really having a championship team. And what we're doing here is we're bringing some great people together, great agronomic minds, different viewpoints, which I think is healthy. And we're bringing some different technologies that we think, you know, when combined, you know, could bring extra value to the farmer. So, you know, it's really, you know, pulling together what's good about both companies and allowing that to, you know, create value for the grower.
Obviously, and I'll let each of you answer this when we start with Jeff. You know, in this day and time, you talk about farmers are constantly concerned about tight margin and crop prices are not necessarily what they'd like to see them at this day and time. So obviously, you guys, I know, does this help maybe to maximize that dollar they put into liquid fertilizer to make sure they're getting the most for their money?
Absolutely. So, you know, if you can really get the soil healthy, and then you can apply great fertility technology like AgriLiquid has that is very efficient. That's a winning combination. It really is. And we are seeing more and more results really coming out of the high yielding farmers, but it's also now trickling down to, you know, the rest of the farmers where if they can establish a healthy soil and they can put high quality nutrients, and they can time those nutrients at the right and appropriate times through the year, then that's a real winning combination.
And same thought for you, Nick, as well. What are your thoughts there about how a farmer might maximize their dollars they put into fertilizer?
Yeah, I would agree with what Jeff said. I think we're uniquely equipped to say, hey, we should focus on spending our dollars on these places where the farmer gets the greatest return, and kind of work down through that budget they've got as things are tight. We also can offer flexibility to make applications throughout the season, which sometimes allows growers to hang on to cash longer and do some things to guard themselves against higher interest rates as they see in the market right now.
Obviously, your target or your acquisition date is January 1st. You guys, I guess, will maintain your separate company names, at least for a time. Is that right?
Yeah, our focus is to be sure that we approach our customers in the same way we have in the past, and that we don't disrupt those activities going into spring for this next year. So we're committed to doing that, letting them see the same customer service, the same products and quality that they see, and planning out how the companies and the product lines may come together in the future.
Nick and Jeff, each of you may want to answer this. Was there something that when you guys began to think about this acquisition and look at this, was there something maybe that AgriLiquid brought to Monty's and Monty's brought to AgriLiquid that otherwise you really weren't offering as much of before this partnership, and this will allow you to do more? Did you guys see that coming?
Yeah, I think so. You know, when you sit down and as Nick and I had our very first conversations, it was pretty obvious that, we were aligned from a, what our philosophy was toward the grower and toward our retailers. That was very much aligned. And then as you begin to peel down and talk about, more specifically the processes, the procedures within the companies, the technologies, it became clearer and clearer that, we had something here that could be very special.
Yeah, Monty's is strong on the soil health side. And, I think there's things that AgriLiquid can learn from that. AgriLiquid brings different people on the agronomic and the soil chemistry side and some research resources that I'm counting on us leveraging to make us both better.
You mentioned the soil health side of things. That's obviously a big deal for me. Farmers, for years, people say, well, farmers, weren't worried that much about the soil. But the folks I know and the folks I deal with every day, they're very, very, very concerned about how the field looks and what they do to get ready for next year. This partnership, does that help them be able to do that better?
I think so. Yeah, it's, in the U.S., soil health is really just starting to become a real big topic. But, as we work internationally in Monty's, and as we go out into other countries, soil health is a huge concept because, they've got different soil types than we do here, for example. So it is certainly something that that we focus on. And I know that as Nick and I have talked, that's something that they're really excited about.
It's really where their livelihood comes from as a grower. If they take good care of the soil will help take good care of the crop and fill in the gaps where chemistry and nutrition doesn't always get us there.
Yeah, we talk about the farmer investing in their soil. And when you think about it, equipment depreciates and eventually falls apart. But the soil, we're not producing more soil. So, what we've got, we have to really be good stewards of, and we have to rebuild it and maintain or increase the fertility of that soil.
You got to know that knowing Kentucky, like many places across the country, we have, no matter where you go in Kentucky, you've got a different type of soil and very different growing conditions in some parts of the state versus us. Does AgriLiquid and Monty's working together, does that help you address maybe a farmer in western Kentucky versus a farmer in central or eastern Kentucky who may have a totally different soil type they're trying to deal with?
Yeah, I think we've both been good at tailoring our recommendations to that grower specific situation. This just gives us more tools in order to do that and get closer to what optimum is for that grower.